From Little Rock Public Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Maggie Ryan. Arkansas's Attorney General says two people have been arrested on charges of Medicaid fraud. In a press release, Attorney General Tim Griffin said 35-year-old Poncho Berto of West Memphis submitted claims for services while working as a personal care aide, though the services were provided to her child. Additionally, 50-year-old Amanda Richardson was found to have submitted Medicaid claims for supportive living care services provided to her foster child, but the billed service hours overlapped with her work at a separate full-time job. Both Richardson and Berto are now facing felony Medicaid fraud charges. In a statement, Attorney General Griffin said, quote, when individuals attempt to bill Medicaid for services involving their own children, they undermine a system designed to serve vulnerable Arkansans. And a new workforce training center will be coming to the Port of Little Rock. The multi-million dollar project will culminate in a new facility for the University of Arkansas Pulaski Technical College. The school's chancellor, Summer DePro, says both students and industry stand to benefit.
This new facility is an exponential expansion of the mission of UA Pulaski Technical College. Workforce training has always been an integral part of our mission, but moving to the heart of the region's industrial hub will allow UAPTC's Business and Industry Center to flourish and provide excellent instruction, which the faculty and staff have done for many years.
DePro says the facility could be upwards of 55,000 square feet, depending on fundraising efforts. It'll also be funded by $20 million in federal funding secured with the help of Republican U.S. Senator John Bozeman. Jay Cheshire, president and CEO of the Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce, says the goal is to help train Arkansans to fill the region's growing industrial sector.
I can't say this enough. This is about who's already here. It's about taking skills that are already in existence here and improving them, and in doing so, as the senator said, improving lives.
Cheshire says the center will also serve as a selling point for companies looking to build facilities at the Port of Little Rock. The center will focus on training students in high-demand fields, including robotics, logistics, and advanced manufacturing. And a former Jonesboro private school director will serve a month in prison with 5 years probation after pleading guilty to a child abuse charge. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports Mary Tracy Morrison was sentenced this week after being arrested last year. Morrison was the director of the Delta Institute for the Developing Brain, a school for students with ADHD and autism. Morrison had been facing 11 counts of permitting child abuse, among other charges, but pleaded guilty to just one of those charges and 4 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile. A former Little Rock business leader is facing possible criminal and civil penalties following accusations he diverted company funds for personal use. William Blake Bailey was president and CEO of Standard Abstract and Title in Little Rock between 2023 and 2025. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports he is accused of authorizing nearly $171,000 in unearned bonuses and paid time off while also charging tens of thousands of dollars in personal expenses to company accounts. The company is suing Bailey for nearly $267,000 in damages. He could also be facing a felony charge with a 20-year maximum prison sentence, though formal charges have not yet been filed. The University of Arkansas at Little Rock is releasing more details about plans to eliminate certain academic programs. The school had committed to do away with its gender studies minor after lawmakers repeatedly blocked the university's budget in this year's fiscal session. A spokesperson for UA Little Rock says Chancellor Christina Drail will lead the process of evaluating all minor programs for viability, and that eliminating the gender studies program will not result in staffing reductions. The university plans to submit its recommendations to the UA System Board of Trustees no later than September. And just to note, Little Rock Public Radio is housed on the campus of UA Little Rock. Little Rock Mayor Frank Scott Jr. has announced his re-election campaign. Scott made the announcement on social media, touting falling crime statistics and job growth within the city. He'll face challenger and current vice mayor B.J. Weirich in the November election. Scott was first elected mayor of Little Rock in 2018 and was re-elected in 2022. This is Little Rock Public Radio News.